Today we have with us sociologist Anna Freeman from Princeton University. Thank you for being on the show, Dr. Freeman.
Thanks for inviting me.
Dr. Freeman, it has been over 30 years since the birth of modern feminism, and growing numbers of American women are feeling disappointment. In 1975, the Gallup poll found that only about one-third of Americans thought men had better conditions than women. Now, 49% think so. And among the women most affected by the women's movement, that is, those between the ages of 18 and 49, 63% feel that men are better off. Does this mean that the movement was a failure?
I would say partial success rather than failure. It made new opportunities available, but when women work 40 to 80 hours a week on a job in addition to working at home, life is much more difficult.
Is there data on that?
The same survey shows that a majority believe that the women's movement has made it easier for women to lead satisfying lives. However, a much larger majority believe that it is now more difficult to combine both work and families, have a successful marriage, and raise children. In the 1980s, women were left not so much with new opportunities as with new responsibilities added to the old ones.
I see.
But it is not the first time that American women have been disappointed.
Could you explain?
The movement to gain women the right to vote succeeded in 1920. In the following decades, however, there was little public action. It was a time when women tried to work out family and job problems on their own.
What brought about the second women's movement?
Women slowly came to realize that having that right did not automatically bring them equality. Following the civil rights movement to gain equal rights for black people, feminism became an active and growing movement in the 60s and 70s. It succeeded in breaking down many barriers in education, employment, and government.
But it was not enough?
The successes of the women's movement were soon followed by the conservative Reagan era, during which most women again tried to find private solutions to their personal problems. As they had before the movement, they tried to find these solutions in their careers or in their families. But a much greater number than before tried to do both at once.
Why is that?
The media is partly to blame, especially women's magazines, for encouraging women to believe that they can have a successful career, a glamorous lifestyle, and a happy family life.
But can they have it all?
Well, perhaps, but not without paying a price. Younger women today think that they can take on the roles of both their fathers and mothers. If they fail, their disappointment may be even greater than that of the previous generation because their dreams are much bigger.
What do you see for the future?
Today's feelings of disappointment may soon lead to a revived women's movement. I believe that the United States will soon enter another cycle of reform, and it is at such times that feminism makes progress. The result of the Gallup poll show that most women have come to realize the limitations of the gains they have made. It is inevitable that there will be a revival of the women's movement.